Okay, so I got a question from a customer, text message question, customer today, and I think a lot of people can relate to it, so I decided to answer it via voice. And here's his text message. Hello there. Writing for pro supplementation recommendations. I'm 43-year-old male, playing competitive soccer a couple nights a week and coach a couple teams as well. I also walk 2 to 4 miles vigorously almost daily. I would describe myself as having moderate exercise level for my age. I walk 275 days out of 365 in 2022. That's pretty good. My goals are weight loss, but also body composition definition. I'm beginning weightlifting again and used to work out all the time. I'm 5'8", currently 195, down from 210 about 3 months ago. That's good. I currently take 1 low-dose blood pressure pill and 1 multivitamin daily. On workout days, I take BCAAs and typically a pre-workout like C4. I also cycle creatine, purchased from you again. But I like the German stuff better than the current Chinese creatine. Looking for recommendations that won't break the bank to give me a boost and aid in muscle soreness, as well as sustained energy pump while competing in sports. All right, so what I essentially said was to him, I'd like to start from the lowest of the low as far as price goes. And, you know, I'm straight up. I'm honest. I don't, you know, I've always been honest doing this for over 20 years. It's just how I am. So first recommendation is not my products at all. It's just chocolate milk. Okay, chocolate milk is recommended by the NCAA because it contains everything the body needs for post-workout recovery. It has protein, carbs, electrolytes, and antioxidants, okay? Not only that, but the protein's a good source. Protein is milk protein. Milk protein's a great protein source. Contains whey and casein. And then your carbs. The carbs aren't so great, but they're carbs. It's fructose and sugar. And then the antioxidants coming from the cocoa and the salt coming from the flavoring system, okay? So if you just want to get cheap post-workout training, that would be it. And that's the truth. So after that, then you can start messing around with your supplementation. Now, I think that whey protein at this time, just simply something like my Mega Whey or my Native Whey Protein Concentrate is a great choice. And you just take that and add it to the chocolate milk, okay? Or you would just get Nesquik. I mean, Nesquik is super cheap. You could even buy generic Nesquik. About 6 months ago, I recommended a chocolate powder from Spain that I prefer much better. And I told him I would send that to him. That's on my website. You can find it. I'll see if I can remember to put a link on there. Okay. So that's after chocolate milk, as far as budget-wise goes, that would be it. Whey protein concentrate. Then you want to start replacing that sugar and the fructose with carbs that are actually, you know, good, right? So a little more healthier. So bananas, blueberries, strawberries, I mean, and of course, raw honey. Okay. Raw honey is a superfood. And again, I just want to remind you that do not buy honey from the grocery store. Okay. Don't buy it from Trader Joe's. Don't buy it from Whole Foods. I don't care if it says raw honey on it. I don't care. It's a ripoff. It's just not worth it. Instead, you have to get it from a bee farm, a local bee farm. If you can't get it, I sell it. That's why I sell it, because it's not the easiest stuff to get if you're, if you're in the city or something. I live in New Jersey, so I get it right from a local farm. This old lady, she has bees. I've seen there. I send my wife to pick it up. I pick it up, and we move quite a bit of it because it's just great. It's a superfood. So that you want to put in there. Okay, that you want to use for your post-workout. So it would be something like Native Whey, raw honey, bananas, any type of liquid you want. It doesn't matter. And that would be it. And okay, so to keep going after that would be hydrolyzed protein. Okay, I would look to put a little bit of hydrolyzed protein, combine it with the intact protein, combine it with the whey protein, whether it's the native or the regular. Okay, I prefer Samabolic or the 520. PeptiPro is okay, but I like the different sources of protein, so I would do that. All right, then for the carbs, you could also get something like my oat muscle. All right, oat muscle, it price went up a little bit with the inflation, but still, it's a phenomenal product, tastes great for the immune system. Okay, and that's what you need for recovery as well. The beta glucans in the oat muscle will help boost your immune system. Okay, so if you want to take a look at the stack, go into the stacks on my website. It's called Alex's Personal Stack. I use it all the time. It's worked for me. Great for recovery. Now, as far as energy goes, okay, this is something where, I mean, if don't train with caffeine, okay? During the game is fine, okay, caffeine use, but don't train with caffeine. I mean, if you're tired and you can't train, I mean, don't train. You're better off not training, I feel, anyway, than if you're tired. You know, you want to go in there 1,000% and give it all you want. And caffeine is just, too many people rely on caffeine. All right, so then as far as pump goes, he's talked about, he mentioned the pump as well. Well, nothing creates a better pump than, there's two ways to go about it. One is the Tectonic Red, which is phenomenal product. It's not your ordinary beetroot powder. It's sustained. Sorry. It contains guaranteed levels of nitrates, which is what's in there, okay? And then after that, I still like the cell volumization theory. And, yeah, that's in the Force 40. So I have a product called Force 40 that contains your HydroMax. It contains a decent amount of salt, contains a decent amount of creatine, and you can use that also for a pump, all right? So that's pretty much it. I mean, I can keep going a little further, maybe adding leucine peptides or any branching amino acid peptides, but essentially that would be it. So that, I think that answered the customer's question fairly well. And of course, if you have any more questions like this guy, you could always text me again. I always answer. If I don't answer right away, just text me the next day, because sometimes I miss them. But anyway, 732-901-9600 is the number to text me at. So Happy New Year, everybody, and talk to you later.